Welcome back. 3:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Guy Taylor, Washington Times State Department correspondent. Guy, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Obama ducks the meeting with Bibi, but Hillary Clinton was to meet with Israel's Netanyahu. Did that happen today, or is that going to happen?
That's going to happen this evening, Andy. I think it'll probably be an end-of-the-day sort of thing. We can probably expect probably 7, 8 p.m. tonight that Hillary will come out of that with some commentary on the extent to which she delves into red line talk with mm-hmm. the Israeli Prime Minister.
Yeah, I saw some of his speech a little while ago, and I know that he's kind of making his case before the world that there is a serious problem facing Israel. But I think he's still miffed, and rightly so, that President Obama didn't sit down and talk with him.
Well, you know, I don't know that that's necessarily the case, Andy. I think what we saw with the Netanyahu speech here this afternoon was a bit of rare political theater on the part of a world leader. Typically, you're going to expect to see that type of theater from a Hugo Chavez or an Ahmadinejad from Iran. What you got was Netanyahu up on the main stage using visual aids, a red marker, really to try and slow everybody down and say, this is how important that this is to Israel right now. The caveat is that several times in the speech, both before he did the theatrics and after he did the theatrics, he softly tried to push the message that, you know, I'm on line with the United States, I'm in agreement with the Obama administration. So I think what we're seeing is a lot of, you know, there's certainly a lot of excitement in the media to play up the wedge that appears to have emerged between Netanyahu and the Obama administration.
Yeah.
I think the fact, you know, I don't think there's a lot of evidence just based on his statement that he's going to come out swinging and say, you know, Obama's blowing me off.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, did Hillary Clinton schedule any other meetings with other world leaders?
Oh, she's met with just about everybody this week. I mean, she's had a host of meetings, most importantly with the presidents of Libya, Pakistan, and Egypt, all the three countries where this month's anti-Western demonstrations were the most fervent. You'll recall in Egypt where the American embassy in Cairo was stormed by demonstrators who tore down the American flag and
Sure. And
desecrated and whatnot. So yes, she has very much taken the lead. I think this has opened up the administration for a lot of criticism. I mean, we're seeing it across the board, especially from Republicans. I mean, Mitt Romney pounced on it early on and said, why is Obama not doing this? The way to take into consideration here is that it's not uncommon for incumbent presidents from either party to skip the General Assembly meetings in an election year.
Yeah.
The question is whether or not Obama's circumstances this year were a little bit different given this month's blow-up in the Middle East. Would this have been a really good time for him to get out and be seen actually shaking hands not only with the Muslim leaders of the Arab Spring, but also then with Netanyahu to show that the United States is actually a mediator between all this tension? That's where the criticism really is. And
yeah.
The thing about it is that Hillary Clinton has very much been the one out in front doing those meetings.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I don't think Obama helped himself at all by agreeing to go on The View this week.
No, well, that was certainly a PR blow-up. I mean, the administration, I think, has really struggled to get a handle on spinning what he's doing as president and what he's doing in his campaign.
Yeah. I noticed that in your story you had a comment from Greta Van Susteren of Fox News. She actually asked, is Hillary really the president?
Right. Well, I think Greta was in part, you know, she was probably trying to do two things there. One, she's trying to stir up and really gin up the Republican base and say, look, you know, this is a big criticism of Obama. He's blowing off the world. He's not sitting in the seat of power the way he should be. I also think, you know, the second thing that Greta was doing there is kind of pointing out that no matter how you slice it, you put politics aside, Hillary Clinton is a pretty heavy operator, no matter what. And it doesn't matter where you are politically, you're going to see that come out somehow in this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to talk a little bit about the State Department. Obviously, you have your ear to the ground there every day. Pressure on the State Department right now from the GOP in particular to give up information as to what they knew and when they knew it regarding the bombing in Libya that took the life of Chris Stevens and others?
Yeah, that whole narrative and story is starting to slip a little bit out of the spotlight, particularly with all of the events in New York and the UN General Assembly. But the story is still very much alive. In fact, there's been a series of reports now that, you know, U.S. intelligence community actually did have access to intelligence that suggests an al-Qaeda attack was imminent in Libya. You know, the administration's not really speaking to this. There's also questions about the viability of al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb. That's the area from Morocco over to the Levant or all the way over to Libya and Egypt. Questions about whether or not, one thing to note here is that when it comes to AQIM, is the acronym, al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb, the Europeans and Interpol and European intelligence agencies have really taken the lead on monitoring and tackling that organization in the last few years. So I think there's questions now about, you know, where are we going with this? Where is the administration really on top of it? I think it's probably going to come up heavily as we get into the debate season in the coming weeks between Obama and Romney.
Yeah. Yeah, I found it very interesting that Hillary actually mentioned a link to al-Qaeda, and the administration has steered clear of that. And in fact, if you go back and you look at Ambassador Rice's statements to the press over the weekend, one time or after another, and immediately following the attack, I should say, it was all about this video. The video was responsible, and now we're getting conflicting stories, and I'm certainly thinking it won't help Obama coming down the stretch.
Well, I think I'd also be wary of the possibility that the Obama campaign is holding back a little bit of fire here so they can come out at the end of the week and say, look at what an incredible job that Hillary Clinton did with all of these meetings, out in front with the intelligence narrative that we're pushing in the aftermath of this Libya attack. The reason she's been able to do that is because Obama is the type of president that allows women to lead in that way. I bet you'll see that happen. And it's a type of story that's going to cut sort of under the underbelly of the overall friction right now between both parties going into the election.
Yeah. Everything in Washington is about the spin, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about everything. I oftentimes sit with my children and eat breakfast. It's mostly just about Julie.
All right. Well, great to talk to you, Guy. Appreciate the update. Keep me posted as to any new developments that occur with this story. Appreciate it.
Will do. Thanks, Andy.
Take care. Guy Taylor, Washington Times State Department correspondent. It is 3:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.